Hey, welcome in. Let's get into it.
Yeah, we've got some good stuff today. Let's go.
All right, let's dive in. First up, the never-ending saga of the foldable iPhone. The latest whispers are coming from Mark Gurman at Bloomberg, and it sounds pretty interesting. Apparently, Apple's going for an iPad-like multitasking experience on this thing.
iPad-like? So, like, split-screen apps? That could actually be pretty cool on a phone, depending on the size of the screen, of course.
Exactly. Gurman's saying you'll be able to view apps side by side, which makes sense given the larger screen real estate. But here's the kicker, it won't run iPad apps, just souped-up iPhone apps.
Wait, what? Why wouldn't they just let it run iPad apps? That seems like a huge missed opportunity. You'd think they'd want to unify the experience.
Right? It's a bit puzzling. My guess is they're trying to avoid cannibalizing iPad sales, or maybe they're just not there yet on the software side. You know how Apple is. They like to control the experience top to bottom.
True. And Gurman also mentioned something about the outer display being the size of a small iPhone. So when it's closed, it's basically just a regular phone?
That's the idea. Think of it like a regular phone that unfolds into something more tablet-like. Apparently, the inner display will have a wider aspect ratio, similar to the Google Pixel Fold, but it won't be as cutting-edge as the Pixel Fold 10 or Galaxy Z Fold 7.
Okay, so Apple's playing catch-up a little bit in the foldable space. I wonder if they're going to address the dreaded crease issue that plagues a lot of foldable phones. I've read they've been researching foldable tech since, like, 2011, so they've had time to figure it out.
That's the million-dollar question, isn't it? Durability is a huge concern with these things. They've got to make sure it can withstand daily use. And speaking of changes, get this, no Face ID. They're reportedly going back to Touch ID.
Touch ID? Really? I thought they were all in on Face ID. Why the switch?
Apparently, the front panel is too thin to accommodate the Face ID sensor array, so they're thinking of integrating Touch ID into the side button, like they do on some of the iPads. Trading superior biometrics for a sleek design, it seems.
Interesting. So we're potentially losing the notch, but gaining a side-mounted fingerprint sensor. It's a trade-off, I guess. I wonder if that means we'll see an end to the pill-shaped cameras, too.
According to the report, yes. They're going with a small hole-punch camera instead. But don't worry, the dynamic island is still sticking around, and it'll have two rear cameras. Oh, and the price tag? Around
$2,000. $2,000. Ouch. That's definitely premium territory. I guess that's what we've come to expect from Apple, though. So to recap, we're talking about an iPad-like multitasking experience, but no iPad apps, Touch ID instead of Face ID, and a price tag that'll make your wallet weep. Anything else we need to know?
That pretty much covers it for now. It's all just rumors, of course, but it paints an interesting picture of what Apple might be planning. So, are you excited about the possibility of a foldable iPhone, or are you sticking with your traditional slab phone?
I think I'll wait and see what the actual product looks like before I get too excited. But the idea of a foldable iPhone with a larger screen is definitely intriguing. Okay, let's switch gears. What's the next story?
All right, let's talk about something a little more serious. The measles outbreak in South Carolina. It's been pretty significant, but there's some good news. It's finally slowing down.
Oh yeah, I saw something about that. Wasn't it the biggest outbreak in the U.S. in, like, decades?
That's right. According to the CDC, it's the largest measles outbreak in the U.S. in more than 30 years. Over 1,200 cases across the country this year, and a huge chunk of those are in South Carolina, especially Spartanburg County.
That's insane. I thought measles was basically eradicated in the U.S. I remember when the Pan American Health Organization declared the Americas free of endemic measles in 2016. So what happened?
Well, measles was declared eliminated in the U.S. in 2000, meaning there was no ongoing transmission within the country for more than a year. But low vaccination rates in certain areas, like Spartanburg County, created a perfect storm for an outbreak. The South Carolina Department of Health said that there was a 133% increase in vaccinations in February compared to the previous year. It seems that people are now starting to worry.
So it's basically a consequence of people not getting vaccinated? I thought the MMR vaccine was super effective. Isn't it like 97% effective with two doses?
Yep, you're spot on. Two doses are about 97% effective. But you need a high vaccination rate, around 95%, to achieve herd immunity and protect everyone, including those who can't get vaccinated. And it sounds like Spartanburg County fell way below that threshold. Churches and holiday events were major sources of exposure.
That's really concerning. I mean, measles isn't just a harmless childhood illness, right? It can cause serious complications.
Exactly. It can lead to pneumonia, brain swelling, even death in some cases. The vast majority of infections in South Carolina have been in unvaccinated people, mostly children under 18. The good news is that the outbreak is slowing down, with about 10 new cases being reported per week, compared to 200 at its peak.
That's definitely a positive trend. But the state epidemiologist is still concerned about spring break, right? Potential for more exposures as families travel?
Yeah, Linda Bell is urging people to remain vigilant. She's worried that cases could surge again as people travel and visit tourist attractions during spring break. The U.S. is at risk of losing its measles elimination status, so it's really important to stay cautious.
So the takeaway here is get vaccinated, even if the outbreak is slowing down. It's not just about protecting yourself, it's about protecting the community. Okay, well, that was a lot to unpack. What are your final thoughts?
On the foldable iPhone front, I'm cautiously optimistic. I think Apple has the potential to really shake up the foldable market, but they need to nail the software and durability. And as for the measles outbreak, it's a stark reminder of the importance of vaccination. We can't take herd immunity for granted.